This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's update food banks. Going into the holidays, after a year of high demand from families struggling to put food on the table, Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
A lot of people stretch themselves financially during the holidays, buying presents and entertaining friends and family.
Which means that something's got to give.
Paco Velez, CEO of Feeding South Florida, says for many low-income families, the first thing to go is often food.
And that's where we step in and try to make it easy for families to provide those meals.
This year, the holiday increase is coming at a time when the need was already high. In Minnesota, Allison O'Toole says the food bank she runs, Second Harvest Heartland, has been breaking records for a while.
Last year, we recorded 2 million more food shelf visits than the previous year. And in 2023, we're on pace to break that.
She says there are a few things driving that increase.
Fluctuating gas and grocery prices, inflation, and the sunsetting of federal benefits.
For the first 3 years of the pandemic, people on SNAP or food stamps were getting at least $95 extra every month, but that stopped this spring. In Massachusetts, one in three people is experiencing food insecurity, according to a study by the Greater Boston Food Bank. CEO Catherine D'Amato says that's been true for 2 years now.
And we expect that the numbers are going to flatten at this very high rate, sort of like interest rates. I don't think we'll see 3% again.
And she says she doesn't expect the level of food insecurity to drop back to where it was before either. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.